Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. Tuesday, May 5, 2024. Thank you for downloading. You are looking live at just me in my Turo rental car outside the Staybridge Suites in good old Talking Stick, Arizona. Although I don't know if it's called Talking Stick. It is just outside the Talking Stick Resort. And I'm literally looking at, well, I can't see it because it's dark, but I could otherwise see the training facility for the Arizona Diamondbacks, bastards that they are for beating the Brewers, en route to a surprise World Series appearance. And the Colorado Rockies, who have not been relevant for a while, and it doesn't seem like they're going to be relevant for a while either. And I'm here podcasting because the podcasting never stops. Can't stop, won't stop. I love you people so much. I'm out here on my vacation podcasting for you for at least 30 minutes. No guest today, just you and me in the car together. Don't you feel nice and intimate? And it's because I love you, and also because, let's be honest, I could stand to be away from the family here for just a little bit. So, a lot to talk about today, but let's start with the big news, which is the Russell Wilson era is over in Denver. 2 years and an absolute avalanche of assets forfeited, and now a ginormous, in fact, a record-sized shit sandwich of dead cap money is going to be, it's kind of graphic. Do you really have to do that? Okay, sorry. A record dead cap will have to be swallowed. Dead cap hit will have to be swallowed for this. And I have questions. I have many questions that I'm hoping a Bronco fan, and I seem to be light when it comes to regular emailers who are hardcore Broncos fans who know exactly what the hell's going on. But I'm sure you're going to come out of the woodwork after this one. Many questions about this. First and foremost, the cost of Russell Wilson to the Broncos. You ready? Here's the tallying up of the carnage. Draft picks number 9, 40, and 145 in 2022. Draft picks 5, 37 in 2023. three players, Drew Locke, Noah Fant, Shelby Harris, and cash of $124 million, flush it down the drain. Wilson went 11-19 as Denver's starter with a 90.8 passer rating. Brutal. Nobody has said why. Obviously, they hate his guts. Obviously, they think he is not ever going to be what he might have once been in Seattle. And there's an excellent piece I'll direct you to at SI.com. They're alive, people, SI. They're not totally dead yet. Connor Orr writes, Russell Wilson's Broncos breakup was inevitable and basically says he was never as good as we thought he was. And it's a really excellent piece that I think, for the most part, nails it. We did think he was better than he really was. He was just in a perfect system. That's the thing. He had the perfect pieces around him. Guys that could run like the wind and would catch everything thrown to him. You know, Dougie Baldwin with the over-the-shoulder catches. My God, how many times did we see that on Sundays late in the late window from Seattle? Lockett, Baldwin, those guys, they were the perfect combination for whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop. Run around Russell. Off schedule Russell Wilson. He was dangerous when things were off schedule, with the right team around him, with a punishing ground attack, with a great defense. Boy, did the Seahawks get out of him at just the right time. So anyway, I decided to, just for the heck of it, go to DenverBroncos.com. Figure out a good source of news. What do they have to say about it? DenverBroncos.com. We're getting rid of a guy that we gave up two ones, two twos, a third, a bunch of players, a bunch of cash, just to go 11-19. To have Twitter accounts stood up to mock him of what is the touchdowns to toilets ratio right now between Russell Wilson and his mansion in Denver. So what do they say at DenverBroncos.com? Well, let me go ahead and take a look here. A statement from GM George Payton, P-A-T-O-N, George Payton or George Paton. There's only one T, so I'm thinking it's not pronounced George Patton, like George C. Patton, the legendary general, and head coach Sean Payton. And I believe that's how you say his name, Sean Payton, although I have heard it also as Sean that smirk-faced little bitch. That's another alternate pronunciation I've heard. But yes, Sean Payton and their GM George Patton, or Payton, said, we spoke to Russell Wilson today to inform him of his release after the start of the league year. On behalf of the Broncos, we thank Russell for his contributions and dedication to our team and community while wishing him the best as he continues his career. As we move forward, we are focused on building the strongest team possible for the 2024 season and beyond. We are excited to improve this offseason, and we will have the flexibility to get better through the draft and free agency. Oh, you will? Through free agency? With whose money? With what, Schrute Bucks? You're about to eat a... What's the actual dead cap here? Hold on a second. Let me toggle. Dead cap of... Oh, it's like, I think it's like 58 this year, 49 next year, or maybe I've got the numbers reversed. It is a massive amount. We'll have the flexibility to get better. Why is the statement not from somebody else saying these guys are fired? Question, why haven't they fired the GM for this? And I assume the GM was also the guy, not the owner, that said we've got to go get Sean Payton. Because remember, Sean Payton wasn't free. They turned around and gave up a 2023 first-round pick and a 2024 second-round pick for Sean Payton. Why is this GM still there? Who does he have photos of? What's going on? It's crazy. But you're telling me, and I know that Russell Wilson is a goofball, the nanobubbles and the water and all the other stuff that goes with him. He's a weirdo. And that's part of the story here, hold that thought. But they were playing decent football with him. It's the first year of Sean Payton. So maybe you didn't have an offense that could run as off schedule as they did in Seattle. They didn't have the frisbee catching dogs at wide receiver like Baldwin and Lockett et al. That could go get it, and Metcalf. So you're telling me you can't work with him to get better? Like, you've got nobody now, and you have no picks to go get a somebody. What is your plan? What are you doing? Or maybe the plan is to just suck. Like, we're planning on sucking so hard that it's going to make a sound coming out of the Colorado Rockies. But back to the weirdo thing. So this is where guys like Russell Wilson get hurt in terms of teams willing to buy in, work with a guy, and give him a little bit of time, assuming that Russell Wilson is not happy that he's been released. He might say, oh, this is good. I get to choose where I get to go. Who knows if he's even going to be a starter at this point in his career. But being a weirdo makes you a little bit, teams are a little bit unsure about you. It was the same situation with Lamar Jackson. Part of the reason it was hard for Lamar to get the money he felt he deserved, and, you know, he backed it up with a MVP year, is that he just is a bit of a weirdo. Now, I think Lamar Jackson is a better weirdo than Russell Wilson. I think Lamar Jackson is a genuine weirdo in that he's just super chill, super humble, super kind of old school to his own detriment. Like, I don't need an agent. Why? My mom will do it. And he's not really about a lot of the nonsense other players are, but he was hard to get a read on. You didn't quite know, what's his deal? Is this guy a true pro's pro? Russell Wilson, similar. Nano bubbles, God talk to me, the doing shit in bed with Sierra, like, we got a deal, Seattle, go Hawks. All that stuff makes you go, can we depend on this guy? And so I think maybe he just weirded him out. Of course, when he signed that new deal in Denver, which is another question. Okay, so why did they give him the deal? Because his extension that they're going to now eat doesn't kick in until September. So they gave him all this new money for no reason. They could have said, yes, Russell, we're trading for you. Yes, of course we believe in you. And by golly, we think we're going to win big with you. We're not going to pay you just yet. We want to see how this works out. Let's make sure we can get comfortable with each other first. For whatever reason, the Broncos are like, well, just give him some more money. Why? You don't have to. I screamed this at the time. I'm like, why are you giving him a new contract now? Let's see if it works out. What if he, God forbid, breaks his leg in half like Alex Smith or Joe Theismann? I wouldn't do it. But they did. Because this is what teams oftentimes do. I'll never forget. The Redskins decided they were going to go buy a wide receiver by the name of Brandon Lloyd from the San Francisco 49ers. Brandon Lloyd was not anything that the whole league was talking about. He was a nice, flashy receiver, maybe underutilized a bit, but he had one incredible catch, an incredible one-handed catch that was kind of like Odell Beckham Jr. And at the time, Vinny Serrato, that fucking dipshit who was deputized to go, you know, get players for Danny Boy, the owner, and with Joe Gibbs signing off on it, they went and they acquired Brandon Lloyd. They traded for him. And I'll never forget, we had Gibbs on a weekly basis at the time, me and Andy Pollin, and we weren't afraid to ask pointed questions. And I remember asking Gibbs, I'm like, so he's still under contract, but you gave him a new deal. Why? And he was like, well, we really believe in Brandon. We think he's going to be great. And we just felt it was the right thing to do, quote unquote. And I just thought, wow, I thought this league was cutthroat. I thought this league was all about production and performance and business and nobody's guaranteed shit. What do you mean? You just thought it was the right thing to do? And I guess the Broncos did the same thing. But man, what a story. So the other thing that I have an interesting question about is, somebody asked Andrew Brandt, Mr. The best time to look for a quarterback is when you don't need one, and the there will be lawyers. Andrew Brandt tweeted that could someone sign him for the minimum contract since the Broncos are on the hook for the rest of his $39 million salary next year and promise him a bigger guarantee in the future if he performs. Brandt said, as you learn working in the NFL, what goes around comes around. I'm not sure a team would want to do the Broncos like that. I don't understand that. You're not doing the Broncos like that. You're not doing them anyway. They did themselves. The Broncos screwed the Broncos. There's a Vince McMahon shout-out right there. That's a wrestling reference right there. You know it. I just made that. That was real. That happened. I'm not even that big of a wrestling fan. Bret Hart screwed Bret Hart out of the title. The Broncos screwed the Broncos. Don't worry about shit. If you can give him a minimum, if he says, fine, I'll play for you bare minimum for my age and experience, fuck the Broncos. They can pay every cent of what they owe him. They're the dummies that signed him to the new deal in the first place. And if you're worried about what goes around comes around, here's a good solution to that. Don't sign a guy to a fucking idiotic contract when you don't have to. It'll never come around then. I don't get that at all. I think any team that wants Russell Wilson, it's fair game to pay him as little as you possibly can. Okay, on to other stuff. I'm here sitting literally next to the Tiger Woods co-owned Pop Stroke putt-putt course restaurant bar fun time for the whole family activity center. Two 18-hole miniature golf courses. They're not really putt-putt. You know, putt-putt is a branded name with a specific parameter to it. It was owned by someone on the East Coast back in the day. They used to carry putt-putt championships on ESPN and on Jefferson Pilot television. The great Billy Packer would actually announce putt-putt on television way back in the late 70s, early 80s. You can go to YouTube and find these. And those were the ones where it was a little hole with some felt AstroTurf and boards and windmills and alligators, and you'd have to ricochet off of four things. The Tiger Woods miniature golf, the Pop Stroke concept, is a much more robust and soft and smoother rolling synthetic putting turf with other grass mounds and what look like bunkers, but it's really just little depressions with white grass in it, so it looks like it's sand. You can putt out of them. And they're sort of natural looking golf holes, but it's still putt-putt at the end of the day. Pop Stroke. This is not the only similar concept to, hey, why don't we take what Top Golf has done for those who don't really play golf, but they can hit a golf ball in the air with a reasonable amount of consistency, and let's create a game and a social atmosphere where people can go and drink and have some chicken wings and call it a night. This is one step below that where you say, okay, I don't even think I can get the ball in the air, but I can putt the ball. So let's go play a fancy putt-putt, and that's what Pop Stroke is. This one here is in Talking Stick. There's several other locations around the country. And let me give you my review. It's putt-putt. And if you think it's fun for the whole family, it is not. The whole family can do it, and it's kind of fun. But if you're a golfer like me, you're going to quickly realize, yeah, this is not exciting, because it was crawling with people at 4 p.m. So even with two 18-hole courses, you're talking about, okay, putt with a group of 4, 5, 6, who knows how many, kids, adults, seniors, wait on the next tee for 5 minutes. Putt, go through your group, wait on the next tee. And by an hour and a half later, when you're done, the thought of going again or playing the other course is the furthest thing from your mind. Oh, and did I mention it's $40? Yeah. But it's an all-day pass. All day, they say. You can even leave and come back and play later if you want. You would not want to play later. I don't think so. Not most people. It's a fun time if you're 28 and have a hot girlfriend you're just starting to date and you want to get frisky and a little bit drunk. Oh, yeah. And my daughters enjoyed it as well. And my wife enjoyed it. My aunt and uncle, Tom and Nancy, they enjoyed it. But it's putt-putt at $40 a pop. But it was okay. So my oldest daughter, Catherine, who, as you know, is on the spectrum, she had a hole-in-one because most of the holes have a big, in fact, all the holes have kind of a big, longer grass turf embankment behind the hole, and you can easily smash the ball pretty hard, have it run up the back of that embankment, and it always rolls back somewhere towards the hole. Well, she had a hole-in-one, which was hilarious, and we're high-five, and everyone was happy. My youngest daughter, Megan, had two holes-in-one. Guess how many holes-in-one El Baldo had? Oh, that's right, zero. Well, you suck at putting. Hey, I don't need that right now, okay? I could be inside my hotel room downloading YouTube videos and or getting drunk. But that's what it is. Food was actually a plus for bar food. Had some bodacious chicken fingers, some fries. They have some insanely monstrous over-the-top super fattening milkshakes with all kinds of stuff on top. It's not bad. They got TVs out there on the course so you can watch TV. They got music playing. It's lighted. It's open till 11. Like I said, if you're 28 with a hot girlfriend and you're going to smash some beers, be fun, I guess. But it wasn't anything that blew me away as a guy with a family. Your experience may vary. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Dateline Vegas. Scorpion to the nutsack. A man staying at the Venetian says that a scorpion stung him on the testicles. This according to Las Vegas locally. The hotel comped him his room. Yeah, we were supposed to have the scorpion removal people in here this week, but they were a little bit behind because they were down at the Luxor. That place is crawling with those things, so yeah. You know what? We're just going to go ahead and comp you for the night, Mr. Smith. I'm very sorry about that. I hope that your test... How would you know if a scorpion stung you on the nuts? Maybe if you were to wake up and be like, ow, what happened? And then you shake your pants out and you see the scorpion and then you capture it. under a glass, and then you go to the front desk with your nuts all swollen, kind of like the kid in We're the Millers who got bit by the tarantula or stung by... Did he get stung by a tarantula or bit by a tarantula? Either way. Like, how do you prove that exactly? Maybe the hotel's like, look, we just want this to go away. Maybe it happened. It could have happened. It's the desert. Who knows? We can't keep everything out. Let's just, you know, here. Let's comp your room. Maybe if they had comped his room and given him a free dinner, then this would not have gotten out. But I got to believe, like, so what do you go see a doctor about that? All right, so what's the problem? Well, scorpion stung me right in the nads. Oh, shit. Yeah, we need to get that taken care of. Everyone's caping up for Caitlin Clark these days. Oh, my God. She just passed Pete Maravich for the all-time fictional. They're two different sports, but let's not quibble about that. Separated by like 50 years. Record for most points in a college basketball career. Caitlin Clark reached 3,668 points on 2,500-plus field goal attempts. Pistol Pete got his points on 3,100 field goal attempts. The Sporting News put that tweet out in which they just, that's all they said. Trying to make Caitlin Clark look even better by omitting the key fact that there was no three-point shot back in the day. Now, would Pistol Pete have been good from three-point land? I think the answer is probably, but we don't know. We don't know how he would have been from range. He was very fluid in the open court, had some very whiz-bang, you know, cool basketball dribbling tricks behind the back and whatnot. Would he have been good spotting up from deep? Would he have shot as many from out there? Remember, the three-point line sat on the floor in the NBA for quite a while, and teams just would not shoot in volume. Go back and look at the average three-pointers attempted for any player who began in the early 80s and ended his career in the mid to late 90s. And you will see the three-point attempts per game go way up. Magic Johnson is a classic example. It's almost like teams realized, you know, it's legal to shoot as many of these as you want. And then, of course, Steph Curry came in and pretty much broke everything by saying, fuck it, watch this. Three ball, three ball, three ball, three ball. Three, 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 three for three. He's on fire. And inspired a generation of kids, both boys and girls. And Caitlin Clark is definitely an echo of the Steph Curry phenomenon. And there's nothing wrong with it per se. But Jesus, you got to at least mention that. Also, this notion of we're going to compare the women's game and the men's game and treat it as if it's the same. It's complete bullshit. There really is no unified record. I'm a king of not a record. I hate when people create records saying this is the fastest seven-game start for a quarterback in NFL history. Not a record. That's a mark that you invented based on a small subset of criteria. So, Caitlin Clark's awesome. She's one of the all-time college basketball greats. And yes, she has not won a title yet. Maybe that'll change this year. This is her last chance to do it. The reason that I bring that up about great and winning a title is apparently Jim Boeheim, now in the media, even though he fucking hated the media and treated the media like shit when he was a coach, says that he would punch anybody that he meets that claims that Caitlin Clark isn't great because she didn't win a title. Did Boeheim know that the guy who said that was ESPN's own Jay Williams? Jay Williams didn't want to go that far as to say, look, you know, she's really good and she's obviously the, you know, one of the best shooters ever, but I can't call her great. I want to reserve that term great for those who have won a title. I think that's a bit of a bullshit take because it's a team game, and sometimes great players, capital G, play on teams that are just woefully undermanned with other talent around them. By that criteria, you couldn't call Shaq great in college because he never got close to a championship. In part because he had one other guy, Chris Jackson, who became Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Stanley Roberts, well, he did have another big man He had some guys around him, but he had a coach that could not fucking coach his way out of a wet paper bag, especially during tournament time, in Dale Brown. So you can hold that against him because he didn't win a title? That's just dumb. Caitlin Clark is a great capital G college basketball player for the women's game. Totally different sport. So stop the conflating, and I don't know, maybe Boeheim can go ahead and get into a fight with Jay Williams. Should be fun. To a non-sports story or two, you saw where the Supreme Court went 9-0 in striking down Colorado from removing Donald Trump from the ballot. I'm not going to weigh in on my thoughts on the decision, although 9-0 seems to say, yeah, the Supreme Court is like, I'm sorry, but you can't do that. There are entities that could, in theory, do that, but no. Well, Keith Olbermann, you remember him, formerly of SportsCenter, formerly once upon a time, a seemingly quirky, baseball-loving, kind of nerdy, but otherwise normal-ish guy. Well, boy, has he shown his fucking crazy these days. He tweeted, "The Supreme Court has betrayed democracy. Its members, including Jackson, Kagan, and Sotomayor, have proved themselves inept at reading comprehension," says Keith Olbermann, the constitutional attorney. "And collectively, the court," quotes he put it in, "has shown itself to be corrupt and illegitimate. It must be dissolved." Dissolved. This is the rantings of a lunatic. And he was on otherwise credible mainstream cable news outlets as recently as 5, 6, 7 years ago. Years are flying by. Someone else said, "Cry harder, Keith." And he responded with, "Those aren't tears. That's urine. I bet you love being bathed in it." To which many of us read that and go, wait, what? So wait, there's urine on your face? Or no, it's, okay. Wow. I wonder if someday they will say, today, former MSNBC and ESPN host Keith Olbermann was admitted to a mental hospital in New York City. He tried to harm himself. He is currently being watched, and we hope for an eventual recovery for Keith. But man, it's getting close. And then I'll end on this. If you have not seen the Jason Kelce retirement speech with the Eagles, which happened on Monday, you're missing out. I am generally speaking not a big Kelce brothers stan, but I think I'm pretty neutral. I like Jason more than I like Travis, but I don't hate Travis. I'm just tired of the Chiefs in general. But Jason Kelce was amazing in his perspective and heartfelt retirement speech, saying at one point, the most important thing this society needs right now is strong fathers who are present and loving, and that's the greatest gift a child can have. Boy, his daughters are lucky. I mean, what a dad they have and are going to have for years to come. And he's 1,000% right about that. Even those of us fathers who are also receiving votes or somewhere back in the middle of the Sagarin rankings, I think it resonates with us that, yes, that is incredibly important. The other thing he talked about was just growing up with his brother and the games he used to play, pretending they'd be stars on opposite teams. And somebody did a split screen on, I think, TikTok or YouTube Shorts, where they put Travis listening to the speech on the bottom, sunglasses on, crying like a baby. I wish the sunglasses were off. I wanted to see his whole face, but that's okay. It's his deal. And then Jason up top, giving the speech, talking about it. Powerful stuff. It's the kind of stuff that when you see everything else going on in sports now and you roll your eyes and just get exhausted by it all, and you want to say to yourself, why do I give a shit about any of this? It's all such a greedy hustle, full of bullshit and hypocrisy, and people and athletes who are not good people. You see a retirement speech like Jason Kelce, and you say to yourself, well, shut my mouth. There are good people still left, and he's one of them. And man, oh man, that was powerful stuff right there. That is an all-time clip and saver if you're a parent. Okay, that ought to be it for me. Let me see the contractually. Oh, I'm over 30 minutes. Yes, that's it. I'm going back into the boar's nest, going to see what the wife and daughters are up to. Hopefully everyone's good and tuckered out from a nice day in the Arizona sun and ready to call tonight. I thank you for listening and being a regular Zabecast listener. Thanks to everybody who pointed out that I fucked up yesterday and I included the long trail-in music all the way to the end under Andy Pollin when I didn't mean to. I meant to trim that up and I forgot. I went back and I fixed it in the middle of my vacation day. So you're welcome, but I know. Shouldn't have never gotten that way in the first place. Should have had better quality control. Damn it. All right, that's it for me today. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend. Tomorrow, Charge is going to join me. I'm going to call him up midday, see what he's up to. He's about to get the camper ready to go out west. He's got a big 3-city tour with him and Roxy and the dogs in the camper. Can't wait to hear about it. We'll talk to Charge next. Notorious J.A.Y. has surfaced. We got a text problem going on where he thinks I'm blowing him off, or he's been fired from the podcast. I said, no, bro, I texted you. You didn't get it? I thought you were mad at me. He's agreed to be on Friday, which means you're going to have to subscribe. We'll have Jay back on Friday. As far as Thursday is concerned, I don't know. I'm working on it. Just give me another day or so. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried and true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.